Hello. It's 10:26, but it's really 11:26. No, it's really 10:26 because we ended daylight saving time. People say daylight savings time, but it's really just daylight saving time. That's right. So it was before that it was all fucked up. And now this is regular. It doesn't make sense. Are you like me? Do you like to stare at your phone at 2 o'clock and want you to go back to 1? I do. Last night I went to a party. It was fun. There was some real showbiz people at this party. It was at this fancy house on the Upper East Side. No, it wasn't the Upper East Side. It was Midtown East Side. But whatever. It looked like the Upper East Side on the block that we were on. It did look like Midtown. So I stayed up too late last night and went to this party. Then I went to the fucking Genius Bar at like 12:30 because you can't get an appointment during the day, and there's a 24-hour Apple store, so you get Genius Bar appointment on a Saturday night, you know, at 12:30. And they didn't help me. I don't enjoy going to the Genius Bar. I don't find there's, maybe it's New York where like customer service just sucks in general, and it's fine, I'm used to it, whatever, but Genius Bar, I find they're a little condescending. But I don't want to dwell on that. Then I stayed up. Me and Jacqueline stayed up really late finishing Stranger Things. Stranger Things is the best. Or this second season. I'm saying better than the first. I enjoyed the first season. I think the second season is better. Oh. So, let's do the news so I can. The marathon's going on right now here in just a block away from me is the finish line in Central Park. Maybe we'll go look at it, you know. Sometimes we go and hang out by the finish line and watch people finish. Jacqueline likes to cheer on the runners. She gets very into it. Unpaid laborers are slipping pleas for help into Zara clothes. What's going on here? So people making the clothes in Istanbul have not been paid, right? By these Zara people. And so they're putting notes in to tell people, asking shoppers to back their campaign for better labor standards and pressure Zara into paying them the wages they say they're owed. Oh, fuck Zara. I hate them. Here's my problem. Here's my beef with Zara. I had to go buy a suit for a wedding like fucking a few years ago when I was a bit heavier. Now, I wasn't I know I wasn't obese because I was weighing, I had lost some weight. I was obese. I got to obese, which is fat, but not as fat as you think. I was at like 208. I go up and down, and I've been fatter than that. I've been like pretty fat in my life, but at the time I was probably like 190. I forget exactly what my weight was, but I was losing weight, and I'd lost a bit of weight by this point. And I went into this Zara place because I needed a suit for a wedding. And I hear, oh, there's cheap suits at Zara. I guess because they don't pay their fucking workers. And then I'm looking around. I'm like, do you have this? And whatever size I was at the time. I was And they're like, no, we don't have that size. I'm like, we don't make it in that size. I'm like, what the fuck? You mean I just can't, I'm not welcome here. It's like, well, they're trying to be nice, but this is just like the salesperson on the floor or whatever. And they were trying to be nice and not say you're too fat for this store, but that was the message, and really fucking pissed me off. And then I went to that Top Man store and tried on their large, and I just couldn't even fit into it. And I was like, not like I was a borderline extra large at this point. I was on my way down to an extra medium. Now I'm medium. Now I'm not even overweight, according to the BMI. That's what all this is based on. Now I'm 162. But I won't shop at those places though anyway, at Zara and or Top Man, because you didn't want my fat money, you ain't get my carb free money, motherfuckers. And I don't want to turn my back on my fat brothers and sisters, because really in my heart I'm a fatty, always will be, because I grew up chubby. It stays with you. That's why, like, some people never been fat, right? They grew up skinny, and then they hit like their 30s and they get fat. They give up or whatever it is. Their metabolism slows down. They stop. They were doing all this exercise before or whatever it was, and they just kind of stop that and they gain weight. But they have the confidence of a thin person. They carry them, so they think of themselves as not a fat, so they're never really fat. Where if you grow up like chubby or fat or whatever, then you lose weight as you get older, because you're like, shit, I gotta pull it together. You still kind of have that fat guy thing in your head, or fat lady. Or gender non-binary, whatever you are, we're all beautiful. So I feel like that's what always taken me down, because I lose weight and then I would get the hubris because of like, oh, now I'm not fat. Fuck all fat people. No, those are my people forever. But Zara ain't paying their workers, and they're being dicky to the overweight. I'm not saying you have to have the big and tall shop sizes there. Well, why not? You're a store. Be a store for everybody. You don't have to have at least be able to get it. Be like, oh, we don't have it here, but it could be here tomorrow. We have it in the warehouse. It could come to. Well, is it impossible to make that? I feel like they have this thing of like, we don't want people to look like you in our clothes, because then people would be like, oh, what's that? And like, I got it at Zara. Like, oh, that's a fat store? I ain't going there. But pay your workers, Zara, you motherfuckers. Quit being dicks. Let's do one more. Then I'm gonna go take on the day or go back to sleep. Oh, that's not fun. Look for something fun. I'm not seeing anything. Actor Harry Dreyfuss, that's Richard Dreyfuss's son. Oh, I saw, let me see. Actor Harry Dreyfuss says that Kevin Spacey groped him when he was 18. Well, Kevin Spacey's already done. He's the son of Richard Dreyfuss, this Harry Dreyfuss. So, Kevin Spacey's already done there, Harry Dreyfuss. Should have got out there earlier. Should have got, then you could have been the face of this thing, but I think it's going to be the unanimous House of Cards PA that took this guy down. But yeah, fuck. That's ballsy, though. Think about that. Richard Dreyfuss's son. Kevin Spacey thinks, fuck it, I can do whatever I want. Richard, like a PA, like a production assistant, I could see Kevin Spacey being a fucking dick and just being like, oh, he's a lowly production assistant, I can grab him. Or here, look at this young actor trying to make his way, he doesn't have anything, I'll just grab this motherfucker. And Richard Dreyfuss's son? What the fuck? And he's got away with it. Guy must have felt like a god. So sad. I mean, who thought we saw the last of Kevin Spacey 2 weeks ago? Whenever this started. Say, the day before this started. Did anybody think, oh, well, we saw the last of Kevin Spacey. We'll never see him again. And we have. We'll never see him again. He'll never appear on a talk show, or it's like, just take your millions and go live in Europe. I mean, that's all you can do if you're Kevin Spacey. I would go to like Scandinavia. I don't know, some place where I feel like, where you feel like you won't be really known. Grow a beard or a mustache. Color your hair or shave it off or whatever, and just kind of live your life. You can do that. He's got enough money. It's not like he's going to suffer, because he's going to suffer that he doesn't get to like be in show business anymore, but he had a great run. On all accounts, Kevin Spacey could really look at himself as a winner on this thing. He acted this way since the 80s, became famous and powerful and rich, and then it came to blow back on him later on, but he's got the money. He was in the movies. People are going to watch his movies for a long time. All right, well, it's not a really high note to leave the show on. Sorry. It's kind of depressing, but at least he got his comeuppance, and he's out of the business now. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.